This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I prefer the word of the year to the New Year's resolution. We had the author of the book on last year, and it's called One Word. The book is literally called One Word. And the thought is one word can change your life if you choose that word. You know, write it down, stick it on your mirror. It can be any word. It could be gratitude.
What was mine last year?
It could be positivity.
I remember the one year where, and this was before we even knew this book existed, and you came to me thinking I was going to do something immature, juvenile.
Yes, I did. I know your word.
I know. It's going to come to me. And you said, I want you to give me the word for your new year. And I gave it to you, and it was...
Altitude.
Altitude. That's right. Rise above it.
Rise above it.
And you looked at me and you went, oh damn.
Sam's for the last 3 years has been positivity. Yeah, he's still working on it.
Constant failure.
You're not allowed to graduate from that word until you conquer the word.
By the way, 30 to 40% of Americans make a New Year's resolution.
30 to 40%.
Mm-hmm. What is your word for 2026?
Give me a minute to think about it. Last year, it was more like pause.
I believe that is correct.
Just pause and slow down and enjoy life. And I still haven't conquered that in my life. You know that. It's very hard for me to sit still.
So you failed.
I wouldn't say I failed.
You failed.
But it's very hard for me to sit still. I think finding activities in the winter to keep my brain occupied is always a good thing for Dana to do. And my mother, for Christmas, I posted this on my KMBZ page today, got me the coolest thing for Christmas you've never heard of. It is a teeny weeny.
Oh, I saw it on Facebook.
Teeny weeny little... Library in a shadow box, you guys. So it's, if you just picture this little cigar box, okay?
It's bigger than that. Yep. But
and it's got four shelves in it. It looks like a library. You open it. It's got a little latch. You open it up. And then it comes with hundreds of real teeny weeny books, like on the front cover. It's One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. It's The Woman on the Train. It's Star Wars was one
Star
of the books.
Wars is in there, yep.
Tiny little books. And then you can line them up on the shelves. You can pack them in. You can swap them out. If you're super OCD, you can arrange them by color. It is the silliest, greatest thing I've ever been gifted. You're like, what's the point? There is no point.
What is the point?
You just, it's very satisfying to put the books on the shelves. And the books, you guys, are the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah, they're small.
They're teeny tiny, but the shelves are teeny tiny. We are going back to painting. We are going back to paint by number. We're going to start that up now that the temperatures have bottomed out. Anything like that just to keep my mind and my, you know, grounded and focused.
You didn't answer my question. What's your word of the year?
Focus, but I know you're going to laugh at that.
You can't do that. You have to.
Johnny would die laughing if I told him my word of the year is focus.
You have to pick a word that's attainable.
Yeah.
Like the year that I chose altitude, I really worked hard on rising above things that bothered me.
Yeah.
And I believe that was, and I failed at times, you know, and if I'm not mistaken, that was in the year 2023, which was. But one of the most turbulent years of my life.
Turbulence, no pun intended, with altitude.
Well, yeah.
Did you remind yourself routinely, altitude, altitude? Because it really only works if it's part of your life and you remind yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there were times in that year when I think I did a really good job of rising above it. That was the whole point of the word altitude.
Yeah.
Because you'll recall I said my word for the year is going to be altitude. And you're like, oh. And you go, what do you mean by that? And I said, I'm going to try to rise above it. There were times in 2023 was the worst and the best year of my life.
Yeah.
And
you have to have the bad to see the good.
I had to lose to win. And that's the truth. But there were times when I was on a 1 month
pull up,
vacation.
Pull up, altitude, pull up.
There were times when I was headed for a 1 month vacation in South Kansas City.
By the way, couples, you can also have word of the year. I just reminded him we need a new word of the year.
Okay. I've got mine.
Okay.
Except. I have a good buddy of mine. I can't go into too much detail about him. He knows who he is. Who is constantly preaching me the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
What if you don't know and you're like, I can change this?
Well, then you're probably wrong.
You know, one of the smash hit books ever is called Let Them. And mm-hmm. this is in that same kind of wheelhouse. The book is Let Them. Whatever you think other people are thinking, doing, whatever is affecting you.
You can't change it.
You just say, let them. Mm-hmm. You can't change it. You can't. Now, that is way harder said than done. If you are wronged by someone, to get into that headspace where you just say, let them.
So I had a friend tell me the other day, and it's a great line. If somebody has hurt you or, what was the word you just
wronged.
Used? Wronged, yeah. If somebody has wronged you, this lady told me, she goes, I say something very, very quietly inside my own head, bless them and change me.
So bless that, them mm-hmm. and change me.
Change me so that when they wrong me,
yeah.
I don't take it personally.
What about,
I don't feel the
okay,
hurt
okay.
that they're intending to give me.
What about bless them, jerk?
How about bless them, God, and then kill them?
Bless them. I hope they get scabies.
Right.
But give me some serenity. But I still hope they get scabies.
I don't think that's how it works.
I know. It's supposed to just be let them.
Give them gonorrhea.
And then we'll be good. We'll call it even.
Because that's curable. That's not permanent.
I'm not saying I want them to be hit by a bus.
No.
The scabies will go away.
Give them scabies or gonorrhea, God. Come on. You love me more.
Let them go forth contract gonorrhea.
So your word is going to be focus.
No, I'll talk to Johnny about it tonight.
Because I'm gonna reject that word.
Okay,
you.
Okay.
Because it's impossible.
Maybe a good word for me would be conversation. And you're going to laugh at that because, what do we do all day, right?
We converse.
I, for the entirety of my life, run and refuse to have any conversation that is even slightly uncomfortable for any reason. You know this about me, Scott.
Well, but you violated that a couple of times.
You
and that's
know
okay.
this. Well, yeah, when I thought you were dying, I was like, oh, you know how much therapy I had to go to just to say to you that you're killing yourself? Like, it makes my skin crawl to think about it. And a good therapist will say you've got to lean in to the uncomfortable things. Mm. Or when someone does something and you want to have a conversation, I just don't. I just don't. I refuse to do it. I'm just like not going to talk about it. Huh. And that's not healthy for that other person. It's not healthy for you.
Not if you keep it bottled up.
And even if it's a close friend of mine, I'll just be like, ugh. And I won't say anything. Or if it's even my own children, I won't
really?
Say anything. And
really?
It's so, I'm so conflict adverse, or not even confrontation adverse, because I'm certainly that. Just difficult conversation adverse.
Hmm.
I've had so many friends who just say, why don't you just say something to her? And I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I'm not unlike you.
I'm just going to hold a grudge for 26 years.
I'm not unlike you in that regard. I cannot, well, I mean, I've had conversations with people, and this has even been in the last year.
Does it start with, can we talk? You just say that to me, and I just crumple into a ball.
I've had people say to me, and I think it's easier when you're on the outside looking in, right?
Somebody
else's issue, where I've had people say, well, why don't you just talk to him about it? Or why don't you talk to her about it? And I'm thinking to myself,
I feel like an email.
right? And I think to myself, I don't like confrontation
at all.
It's rare. I can think of two people in the last year that I had I love this term, that I had words with.
You had words with.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I want to pick conversation. I can't. I'm telling you right now, it is less attainable than I stop spending anything, or I stop drinking wine, or you could name anything that I do that I could be like, oh, this would be a good word of the year. You know, whatever. I would not. I had a girlfriend tell me 2 weeks ago, you have to say something about this. I still have it. I can't. I physically cannot get
past.
Does
it involve me?
It does not.
Okay. Thank God.
I think by now, don't you think you and I would tell each other stuff, even if it was off the air?
After this much time together, I would certainly hope so.
But I still get anxiety even thinking about having the conversation about having a conversation, even though there's nothing I need to tell you right now. I have anxiety right now just thinking
about having a conversation with me.
Having a conversation that does not exist. Yep, we're good. Everything's good.
See, I don't know that there are a handful of people that I can be. You're one of them, but my mother is probably at the top of the list, where if I feel like one of us has gotten sideways with each other,
mm-hmm.
Or my brother, I can go to them and say, when you...
I feel...
Would you?
What you used to say is, and anyone who does this, you might not even know you do it, but it is the worst side door, back door, non-apology ever when you say...
I'm sorry hurt your feelings.
If something I said upset you.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I said. I'm sorry that you replied.
I'm sorry that you your feelings are so soft. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can we talk?
Do you have a minute? Is there anything worse than your boss going, do you have a minute?
No.
Just kill me now because I'm dying. What did I do?
Do I need a box?
Am I in trouble? And I always, awfulize. You know, if the boss calls, I will call you first and go, why is he calling me?
I know.
It's the worst. And then you go, I don't know.
See, maybe I'm just a doomsdayer because, for example, Greg Bergen from the sales department calls me yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with me. And
it had to do with me.
Yeah, I know. But when I answer the phone, or like Megan Grauer downstairs, whenever I see a salesperson, salesperson's name on my phone,
what'd I do?
I answer the phone with, what did I do wrong? Every time.
You know my voicemail is now, you know I hate voicemail. Mm-hmm. Please shoot me a text.
Yes.
That's my personal voicemail.
So Greg calls me yesterday morning. It's like, noon.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to come into work. And I think I was brushing my teeth or something. And I look down at my phone. I have it on the counter in the bathroom. And it says Greg Bergen. And I go, oh, God. And not that Greg and I are great friends. And to have a conversation with him, I really enjoy it.
You're like, why are you calling me? It's a holiday week.
He and I have worked together for, gosh, a quarter century. And I swipe right. And I go,
What'd I do wrong?
And the greatest, most refreshing feeling is when their first word is,
what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And then he wanted to ask me a question about one of your spots that kept coming up red, which means it wasn't airing. And so we got through that. We talked. And then we just talked about family and
life.
You
know what I said to him when he called me?
Call Scott.
Like I know how the buttons work in this building? I don't know how to turn on my laptop.
And you told him, call Scott.
Speaking of words real quick, the New York Times has just announced its biggest Wordle bust of the year. Do you remember the game Wordle?
Yeah, of course.
Some guy during the pandemic for his girlfriend created the most addictive, insanely simple game ever.
And sold it for a ridiculously cheap price.
And then the New York Times bought it for like $1 million. Mm-hmm. He should have sold it for $20 million.
Yep.
Listen to this. The New York Times just announced there were more than 11.2 billion puzzles solved on the game's app this year, led by 4.2 billion Wordle puzzles. And Wordle is you just pick a word, any word, just pick a word. It could be, it's always five letters, plant. Mm-hmm. And then the next box will show you of all those letters, which letters you have right. Then you got to move the P around or the L around, figure out it. And you keep going. You only get five shots to pick the Wordle word of the day. Mm-hmm. The New York Times has just announced its biggest Wordle bust word of the year. Because what you want is the streak that you always get it in five tries. On May 14th, 2025, the Wordle word of the day was bongo. And no one got it.
No one got it.
It snapped 36,337 Wordle streaks in one fell swoop. Then you got to start all the way over at one.
Bongo's not an uncommon word.
Yes, it is. You would think.
Like bongo
if
drum?
If you saw B-O blank, 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 you would think boils.
Books. Yeah.
Bongo is not a common word. Or you would think at the very last try, you'd think bingo.
Yeah. But, I mean, bongo drums?
Yeah.
Not unheard of.
36,337 people would disagree with you.
Ann, or is it Annie? I can't see. I don't have my Ann in Olathe. Hi.
Hello. First of all, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you back.
Thank you.
So this conversation, oh my God, I am like Dana. My stomach gets to bubbling and I feel like my voice is shaking. And when you get the nerve to address the person that you want to address, and their response to you is, well, that was not my intention. The silence.
I didn't intend to make you feel awful, Anne.
Right. I did not intend for it to sound like, well, if I'm telling you that hurt or offended me, why is your only response, well, that was not my intention? I will never understand that type of feedback from a conversation like, well, if I mustered up the courage to say something, then at least say, well, I apologize, and not the, I apologize if that offended you.
Now, do you follow your own advice?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Okay. If someone says something, if they address me and I say, well, I apologize, or, you know, I'm sorry, or I will explain, and then I will give them an apology, because I think people miss an apology goes a lot further than the fake apology, it wasn't my intention, or an explanation. Just apologize.
Now, I will tell you this. I was once in a relationship with someone who we got a little sideways with each other, and I did tell her that was not my, and I'm sorry,
right.
but I said that
was, my intention.
That was not my intention. That's not what I meant. And she responds to me, feelings are facts. And I said, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. Do women believe that feelings are facts?
Well, if it's my yes. feeling, it's how I see yes. the world, Anne, right?
I love that. I love that. I just had a conversation with someone. I said, I am picking up on your emotion. You're not saying it, but I'm picking up on what you're feeling. And so, you know, we don't need to do dot, dot, dot. Because of how you're feeling towards this thing. Well, you didn't even ask me, so that's made up. And I'm like, but I'm feeling your emotion. That's the fact that this is bothering you. I love that feeling is fact.
And write it down. That's my new word of the year. Feelings are facts.
That is three words. Feelings are not facts.
Phil, that is everything. I'm writing that on my mirror.
Oh my God, what have I done? I'm so sorry, Ann.
I love you, Ann. You call in every day.
I didn't mean to corrupt another human being.
Feelings are facts. Peace out.
Goodbye. Really?
Yes. How you feel is how you feel.
I know, but how you feel is not a fact for everybody else.
No, how you feel is your fact. How I feel is my fact.
Exactly. It's a fact.
I'm angry with you. That's a fact.
Okay.
You don't know why. That's your fact. Okay.
but if I haven't done anything wrong and you're just in a bad mood, and so that you're fit to be tied and you're running around angry and you just want to rip the head off of every human being you come around, your anger might be a fact in your life, but I've done nothing to you to warrant having my head ripped off. Therefore, your anger is unfactual.
See, you are delving way too deep into the simplicity that feelings are facts. You just
accept it and accept move it. On.
Feelings are facts.
Just use my word for the year, accept.
Yep, exactly. You should accept that feelings are facts. I had a therapist once tell me, and I love this, and if you're still listening, I love this. Feelings are like colors. They aren't good or bad. They just are.
Hmm.
And I'm a little uncomfortable with that because I don't like the feeling of guilt or rage or like bad feelings, right? And she goes, nope, feelings are like colors. They are not good. They are not bad. They just are.
Some colors are good. Like blue and red are good.
Yeah.
Some colors are awful, like
orange
brown.
Candied peanuts. Is there a worse color in the whole wide world?
Every other day I wear an orange sweatshirt to work.
That's not the color
Does
of
it
orange
drive you crazy?
Candied peanuts. That's that disgusting, like chalky, light.
Like the orange in a candy corn?
No, it's way lighter than that.
Huh.
It's the most disgusting candy money can buy, yet they still make them.
I'm trying to think of an example.
It's an orange candied peanut. Look it up.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Jason, hi. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Oh, this is nice. The Kansas City City Council has named January 8th, next Thursday, as Nick Vassos Day in Kansas City. Wow. How'd that happen? When's it going to be Dana Parks Day?
Altitude!
Except! No, I've known Nick for years. Congratulations, buddy.
It's fabulous.
Well-deserved.
Yep.
And well-earned. I just heard Jennifer Nairmore, Jennifer Nairmore.
Yep.
Talking about tomorrow night, you guys going out?
Oh, no. We're not New Year's Eve people.
It's amateur night.
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. Okay, good. All right. Speaking of New Year's, and I mentioned resolutions at the top of the hour, losing weight is not the only New Year's resolution that people tend to quit early, according to a new survey. Now, this goes against what I also found, where only 30 to 40% of Americans do a New Year's resolution. This here says 8 in 10 Americans set financial resolutions for 2025. That may mean financial goals.
Okay.
Which I guess is the same thing.
Yeah.
But only 19% will follow through with their financial resolution for 2026. And almost 40% will ditch their financial goals in the first 3 months of the year. Most people ditch their financial goals by March.
By March.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because January rolls around in February and you've got all those bills to pay. The credit card bills are coming due, right? And so you're like, I am done. Well, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be fiscally responsible.
Don't forget the heater.
You get everything paid off and then, well, maybe I just need to buy that one thing.
So the number one financial goal that people set usually with their New Year's resolution is paying down debt, 43%. 14% identify building an emergency fund as their financial goal, and 9% go with reducing spending or sticking to a budget. I'm going to be honest. I have never sat down and done a budget in my life.
I am now part of a budget household.
Oh.
Oh, it's going so well. It makes me so happy. I don't worry about it anymore. I don't think about it anymore.
Like you sit down and you...
The debt is gone, and that used to be my number one anxiety thing. Do I have new money today? I don't know. I should look. I don't want to look. That is all gone. We are now budgeting the way that I think you probably always have.
But no, I don't. What I'm saying is I don't budget.
But you just know, and you don't overspend.
Correct.
Let me give you an example, and this might be a topic.
Okay.
Today, I go to get a pair of eyeglasses. For the first time, you know, I told you I went to the doctor, mm-hmm. One eye is a little different than the other eye, like most of you. And I've been wearing readers and they're like, you probably should go to progressives, which I really don't love the idea of, but it's time.
It's like where you
can see far away just through the glass. But then if you look down, you can read up close, which is what I need.
Okay.
So today, this is new Dana. I go back to the eyeglass store because they said, we've got some new frames and we think you're going to like. I go, great. My insurance through work covers $120 for a new pair of glasses. I spend $12 on readers at Lulu's Boutique. Mm-hmm. $12. Mm-hmm. I lose them all the time. I go back in, I buy new ones. $12, not a big deal. To go buy a prescription pair of glasses at this store, which was great, was between like $250 all the way up to sky's the limit. $500-$600.
What?
And so I picked a pair around $300, thinking, okay, $120 of insurance is going to cover this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to end up out of pocket, whatever. Scott Barks.
Yes, dinner right.
Oh, my gosh. I just didn't know. They print the receipt. They're like, okay, this is your glasses. This is the $120 off. This is the prescription, the progressive lenses. This is something else to shield you from the sun or whatever coating they put on it. I need you to guess the amount for a pair of... I need you to guess right now.
The original price that you thought you were paying
was $330.
$700.
Higher.
Oh, $900.
I looked down and saw a one. I'm going to give you a hint. And I thought, oh, no, that's not... I wanted these. It was $1,198.
No.
And I just go... Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'm going with readers for life.
I go. So then I'm looking at the breakdown and I go, OK, there's the $300 glasses. I see that. What's $450? Well, that's the prescription they put in them. And I looked at the guy and I go, he goes, OK, now you can pay half now, half when you pick them up. And I go, OK, yeah, now we're talking. I stopped. I said, you know what? I'm having lunch with Johnny in 30 minutes.
Go to CVS.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so I walk in. He goes, how'd your glasses go? They look great. I love them. And I go, no. You could almost buy a car for $1,100. Granted, not a car that runs very well.
Or at all.
That's like crazy. I just didn't know.
I didn't either.
Back to readers we go. I don't think I can do it. I cannot justify that expense.
See, what I do.
I would rather travel. I would rather go to a concert.
Mm-hmm. Like my mom would kill me, but I don't keep a... I write checks, but I don't keep a checkbook. Like, I don't do the ledger.
You just generally know what's coming out.
I have a general idea of how much money I have in my account at all times. And the reason is I go to the bank probably
5 days a week.
No. Well, for happy hour. But hey, guys.
Weirdo.
How is everyone? So, no, I'll swing by like twice a week just to check what my account balance is. But you know me. I mean, we've been together for 14 years. I wear the same clothes.
You do not shop.
I don't shop.
You guys don't eat out very often.
We don't.
We eat out a lot less than we used to, but we still eat out. We had lunch out today.
Yeah, I just don't spend a lot of money. Money is, that's why I don't gamble. Money is extremely important to me.
So if you did spend a lot, you would have to track it because then it's coming in, going out, coming in, going out.
If I did spend a lot of my money, I would budget. But when I hear people talking about, you know, the kitchen table budget process, I mean, I'm like, that's like speaking French. I always have a general idea of how much I've got.
I generally know that I cannot spend $1,100 on glasses if I want to do other things in life.
Robert in Odessa. Robert, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, hello. So I was thinking about New Year's resolutions coming up, and 2019, I think, was my favorite so far. I chose to eat at a new restaurant that I had not ate at every month for the whole year.
And good for you.
Some of the months we found two restaurants to go to. And it varied from Warrensburg out to Kansas City, Missouri, I mean, everywhere. So it was a challenge to find restaurants that we hadn't ate at, but we did it.
I love that because, Robert, you're supporting local businesses, mm-hmm. and you're getting out of your bubble or your comfort zone. So if you live out south, go west. If you live downtown, go south. You know, mix it up.
Yeah. There's a ton out there.
Right on, man. Kathy in Overland Park. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. Hi. Dana, I'm going to tell you the progressive story.
Okay, lay it on me.
Look, I experienced the exact same thing you did, and I had no idea. I thought that the whole glasses, the whole thing, was going to be like 120 or whatever, okay? So then I find out, and there's differently, you don't have to get everything that they have. But
right.
what they did was, you know what they did. They did what some dodgy salesmen do is they loaded you up and you didn't know any better and I didn't know any better. And I couldn't believe all of the little bells and whistles. You know, I said, look, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. I want the glasses.
So, Kathy, even if I just did the prescription and the frames where it's $700 minus, you know, $120, I'm still not going to do it. Let me tell you why. Not only am I sort of afraid of the progressives because it made it really weird walking up and down stairs and I felt like I was going to trip all the time, but Kathy, I lose glasses all the time. Mm-hmm. If I lose my $12 Lulu's Boutique glasses, I just call Jennifer up and I go, hey, I need another green pair. If I lost a $1,000 pair, I couldn't. I just can't.
I was the exact same. I had cheaters everywhere in the house and all of that. And, They did help me, but also some of the frames, you know, you got to watch how much you're paying for the frames. And all I got was the progressives, and I got some cheaper frames, and I kind of sucked it up. Now, my glasses are not my favorite, but the progressive, I finally got used to them. It took me quite a while. So I'm just encouraging you, you know. Whatever.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Tomorrow is our final broadcast of 2025, and we will end the show with Festivus on Wednesday afternoon. It's been since last Tuesday that we did Festivus. We won't be live on the air on Friday, so we will do Festivus Wednesday tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and that is brought to you by Q39.
Danny here for Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. If you are looking for something sparkly in the new year for you, for someone you love, call Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. They have been doing this a combined 70 plus years, buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars of jewelry all over the world, and they will design something for you, sell it directly to you, and remember the cost is half price or better. Half price or better when you shop the wholesale route. That's just the way it is. I have sent all my family there, all of my girlfriends over the years. They have been clients of mine for over 20 years. What are you waiting for? Get in to see Scott and Steve. And when you go, take in all of your old jewelry that you don't wear, don't want anymore. They will buy it from you. And when they do, you will leave with a check in hand. Whether you are buying or selling, by private appointment only, 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nine one three five eight six seven seven nine eight. Let's go to Cheryl in Raytown. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi there. I have some really valuable advice for you with your glasses.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
I just went through the same thing. A couple different things. Not all places are equal. I go to America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses.
Okay.
They are more affordable than anybody else in the whole wide world. I just went and got two pairs for $377 total.
Oh,
total.
That's less than $1,100.
That's with all the extras.
Oh.
Now, the other thing I really need to tell you is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need glasses all the time and you just want it for like the TV or when you read.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one pair for my computer for when I read.
Mm-hmm.
You computer, book, whatever.
Right.
And I got another pair to keep by my couch for the TV, and I can walk around to the house with them on.
I love it.
And they're fine.
Cheryl, you know why?
Okay.
I can't see the damn remote anymore.
I cannot see
the remote control anymore.
Right. I don't wear them all the time. I just wear them to read.
Okay.
Wheels are falling off in real time.
Boy, they are.
Welcome to 2026. Neither one of us can see.
I'm just going to sit back with some
Scott's
popcorn.
Scott's got gout.
I don't have gout. I have hemorrhoids. I don't. I'm kidding. Eric in Overland Park. Hello.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I go to the a big box store. Starts with a C. You can buy like 5 gallons worth of mayonnaise. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it Duke's mayonnaise or just mayonnaise?
I don't know. But they're in bulk. They have an eyeglass scenario there. You can buy frames. The frames are all like under like $100. I bought some Oakleys for $109, you know, frames. So you can actually just take your prescription into Costco and they'll hook you up. And I got transition lenses, scratch proof, glare proof, you know, and no line transition, which is what Dana's talking about as far as the progressive. I bought two pair just like a month ago. They have a deal going on right now, and I got two pair for $300. Hmm. I had eye insurance, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it's all, you know, I mean, you just got to shop around. The frames are what kill you. The prescription's going to be what it is.
Yeah, we're right. So, Eric, thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
Readers, it is. I'm telling you, I'm sticking with yours. I'm going to stick with the readers until it's dangerous for me to walk down a hallway because I cannot see.
I'm not paying $1,100. I'd rather go blind.
Do I have glaucoma?
By the way,
is there surgery involved?
A little bit of good news. We reported last week that we had passed the winter solstice.
Yeah.
And so look outside
it's
right now.
It's daylight out.
The sun is still up at 4:53, where 2 weeks ago, if you looked outside at this time, it was pitch black dark. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for loving me. New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing criminal charges after an alleged incident earlier this month. Court documents show that Diggs has been charged with felony strangulation and misdemeanor assault and battery related to an incident that occurred allegedly on December 2nd. Boston media outlets are reporting that Diggs' attorneys appeared in court today in Dedham, Massachusetts, as they seek to keep the details sealed. This is a statement from the Patriots. Stephon has informed the organization that he categorically denies the allegations. We support Stephon. We will continue to gather information and will cooperate fully with the appropriate authorities and the NFL as necessary. Out of respect for all parties involved, and given that this is an ongoing legal matter, we have no further comment at this time. He's scheduled to be arraigned on Friday, January 23rd.
Okay.
Everybody gains a little bit of weight over the holidays, but what is it that's made 3 out of 4 American adults suddenly wake up obese?
How many?
3 out of 4. That is because a bunch of scientists from Yale and Harvard have changed the definition of obesity. Before, doctors relied on a combination of height and weight alone, the BMI, which is not necessarily accurate. Unfortunately, adding our waist-to-height ratio to the mix has immediately put 75% of Americans into the obese territory instead of the 40% when you use BMI. Endorsed by 76 medical organizations around the world, the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Commission sets out a new diagnostic model of what is obesity in America based on objective measures of illness at the individual level, and introduces 2 novel categories of obesity, clinical obesity and pre-clinical obesity.
I've never even heard the term pre-clinical obesity.
It's a new term.
What is that? You're within 5 or 10 pounds of going over the edge?
You're getting there. You're on the road. I know that America has a weight problem. I get it. But there's a difference between, and I'm no doctor, okay? I'm not a dietitian. There's a difference between being overweight and being obese. And if you're telling me that 75% of Americans are obese, I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Now, I would guess it was 75% maybe overweight. You could lose 5 or 10 pounds. But that's an enormous percentage for clinical obesity.
I mean, and this is purely anecdotal, but just in my neighborhood alone, like every year we have the little Gray Oaks barbecue contest, and hundreds of my neighbors will come out for this little get-together. Are there a handful of guys and gals who would be potentially clinically obese? Sure. And again, this is anecdotal, purely anecdotal. But the overwhelming majority are in relatively decent shape. Hell, there are some guys
yeah.
who clearly don't skip arm day. They look great. You know? Now, again, anecdotal, I'm just, well, we could use this office. There are a handful of people in this building that...
Or in anyone's building.
Probably could walk a couple more laps around the block. But Carrington next door, Rob next door. Look at Jason over there. Handsome young man.
Thank you.
Sam Stevie's in great shape. I don't see it. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. All right, we got a quick break for the news coming up here. And then the fourth and final hour already. On a shortened week, tomorrow's our last live broadcast of 2025. We will be doing Festivus Wednesday in the 5 o'clock hour. That's Jason High over there filling in for Sam Stevie. He's back next week. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.